friends.
Hi, friends.
We're back. It's episode 111 of The Brunch and Judge. I mean, I like that it's 111. Nice and clean.
It is.
Anyway, we are your hosts. I'm April.
And I'm Claire.
And this week, we are doing spooky, spooky.
And I think we're both trying not to drown in snot. So.
Apologies. I feel very stuffy today.
Because it's springtime and it sucks.
Comically, anytime someone says springtime, I think of the producers in Springtime
yes,
for Hitler.
Yes, I was getting ready to say it's springtime.
For Hitler.
In Germany. Yep. That's immediately, yep.
I love that we're always on the same like wavelength. I'm like, yes.
I almost did that when I said it's springtime. And I was like, no, nobody will get it.
I get it. I'm here. It's me. Hey, it's me. Hi. Over here. Anyway, so I go first this week, and I bring to you the very spooky story of the exorcism of Kennedy Ife. You've never heard of it?
I have not.
So I got my information from the BBC, Medium.com, The Independent, and a website called Believing the Bizarre. Now, it's very surprising you've not heard of this, because this took place in Enfield. What do you suppose?
I think I said Enfield when I did the Enfield poster, guys.
Enfield. That sounds good.
I don't know.
But it happened in August of 2016.
Oh.
I wow. Know.
So this is like recent. Well, not
this
recent,
is.
Recent.
Well, but kind of, yes.
But
not that long ago.
But this is not like, oh, this is something that happened back in the 70s with like, you know, the Warrens could investigate or whatever.
And to me, that's what makes this so spooky is that like, it's not some satanic panic time and everybody's lost their minds. Like this just happened in like normal time.
I mean, this
people
wasn't even...
should know better.
I mean, this was within the last 10 years. Okay.
Yeah. So wow. August 19th of 2016, we're going to meet 26-year-old Kennedy Ife. I-F-E.
Oh, so this isn't a child. Either.
Not a child.
Okay.
Who was a successful IT consultant, but still lived with his family. They were incredibly wealthy, apparently. Lived in a nice big mansion-y house. Kennedy was the son of Kenneth and Josephine, who were at the time in their late 50s and early 60s, and he had five brothers, which is a lot of children. All boys. It's a lot of boys.
That's a lot of testosterone.
Thank you, right? So he was a middle child, and at 26, he had older brothers up to 33 years old, younger brothers to 20 years old. So everyone in this story is an adult.
Okay.
Very important.
Gotcha.
Adults. All adults.
All adults.
And he that day started complaining of a sore throat, which I feel that.
Right. It's like, you wake up and like sinus like, drainage. Ew.
My throat hurts.
Right.
And it wasn't getting better, so he ended up going to the doctor and said that, like, it felt like something was crawling around in his throat.
Ew.
Which, no. I'm like, I mean, maybe, like, the drippy drips is tickling in that way that it feels like there's something there, but, like, I don't.
Yeah.
Hard pass. Hate
or
that.
Or it's giving me vibes of those TikTok videos where people go into the doctor and they've got, like, bugs in their ears or spiders,
no,
and I'm just
no,
like.
No, can't, no. No. No, that freaks me out in a way. Like,
she's like, shut your whore mouth, Claire.
Do not put those images in my brain. Stop.
But that's what those creepy vibes when you're saying something's crawling around in my throat.
Anyway. The doctor couldn't find anything specifically wrong. I'm sure they did what every other doctor did and said, it's probably allergies.
Right.
Because probably was. But his throat pain persisted. And then soon after that, he started experiencing pretty severe mood swings.
You know what? I'm going to tell you, I just started reading The Exorcist. Like yesterday, it came up on Libby. So.
Well, isn't this good timing?
I know. I was just like, I think I should tell you. So this is gonna like go along with me reading The Exorcist.
Congratulations, Claire. This is gonna be spookiest spooky to you.
I know. I'll be like, I don't care for this.
You'll have to let me know how it is. I've never read The Exorcist. I can't decide if I want to or not. So I'll let you tell me.
That's why I put it on Libby and was like, I'll do this. It's a library book. I don't want to pay for it. But
no, absolutely. So started experiencing mood swings. He was eating less. He started sleeping less. Was starting to talk to himself to the point of arguing with himself. And his family was getting concerned, of course, but like they got really concerned when they would walk by and hear him like talking or arguing with himself because he's alone in the room, he doesn't have his phone, and they're hearing different voices.
Yeah, that's not good.
And so things just, of course, started getting worse. He started exhibiting more strange behaviors. He would make very crude or disturbing remarks and became more aggressive towards his family. So at one point he bit his father.
Oh no.
At another,
I'm sorry, when you're an adult, that's unacceptable.
I agree.
You don't bite people.
No, you don't. And if someone does bite you, you should probably, I don't know, call a doctor.
Right.
It's like something's happening.
Right.
Especially
if they like draw blood. You're like, look, this is not, no. This is not normal.
Well, and then he started to threaten to cut off his own penis, which seems extreme. Started saying that there was a seed in his stomach that was growing into a writhing evil snake.
Ew.
That became a python. It was specifically a python snake that lived inside him.
Hmm.
His mother, probably very concerned about that whole snake thing, because, you know, snakes typically not a good sign, reached out to her doctor? No. Minister for help?
No.
So,
I would be concerned. Because my first thing is not, like, demon possession. I would be concerned that he's exhibiting signs of, like,
Schizophrenia,
yeah.
That typically hits in your early mid-20s.
That's what I would be concerned about.
That's where I would go, too. Crazy, I know, but that is not where mom, dad, and the rest of the family went. Because mom and dad and all five of these grown-ass adult brothers believed that Kennedy needed home intervention, not medical intervention, because they believed that Kennedy had been possessed by a demon.
Oh, okay.
The only way to get rid of that demon is to perform an exorcism.
Oh.
So this family was very devout. Yeah, no. The
thought processes again, with this stuff.
And like, if this happened in 1972, disturbing, freaked out, but like, get it. It's 2016.
Right.
2016.
Yeah.
2016.
Like you said, I mean, the 70s, there was like the whole like satanic panic and that whole
right.
thing.
Right. Well, there's like, everyone was amped up about it. Like, you were hearing it in all these places, but like, we don't talk like that anymore.
No.
So,
no.
What the hell?
Yeah, I mean, my thing would be like, we need to get you to a hospital, sir. Like, right. Why are we not?
Like, I would have been like, okay, Once we got to like the mood swings and like the talking right. to yourself,
yes,
I would have been like, we should probably, you know, go ahead and like schedule an appointment. When we get to the biting and threatening to cut off my own penis, that is an immediate like we're going for a 72-hour psych hold, like right. because yeah. there's something major happening, and right. like I know I can't do it, so anyway,
yeah.
But these are very devout people who are connected to something called Jesus Sanctuary Ministries, which so to me sounds like Catholic? This gotta be cool. No. I mean, oh. I wonder if it's like Catholic light, because what I haven't told you, and it doesn't really come up till the end, but I'll bring it up, is that they actually were, the family was originally from Nigeria. So I don't know if like it's like a Catholic-y type of thing.
Okay.
But it's also England where, you know, it's complicated. So I don't know. So Jesus Sanctuary Ministries.
Okay. See, automatically we just assume they're Catholic.
But now I will tell you, even though they called a minister and like later I'll go into it, the minister comes over and like helps pray or whatever.
Right.
They were not they did not talk them into an exorcism. They did not participate in the exorcism. Only the family did this.
Okay.
So let's talk about the exorcism. So again, mom, dad, five brothers, and Kennedy. That's it. So they tie Kennedy down using handcuffs, cable ties, and rope. And of course, he's yelling and screaming.
This sounds like a kidnapping, is what this sounds like to me. Like, that's like, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This does not sound like you're trying to help someone.
I agree. They said that at the time, I mean, he yelled and screamed, but he also started like barking and growling like an animal. And so they started praying over him. And the dad, I guess, kind of took charge. He made sure that the five brothers would guard him to make sure that he couldn't escape or get out, and to use as much force as necessary to restrain him is what daddy told them to do. And so he was tied to a bed for 3 days and became severely dehydrated, because like I guess they forgot to water him. Like, I have no idea. This is the most bananas thing. He's tied to a bed. His brothers are guarding him. And they're just praying over him to get the demon out. Which I'm sure you're shocked to know didn't work.
I started to say.
Guess what? Didn't work. He got severely dehydrated and at one point started developing significant breathing problems until finally, one of the brothers called an ambulance. Now, some sources said that he had a seizure, and that is when they finally called the ambulance. But whatever. So when the paramedics arrive, it's August 22nd. It's at 10:17 in the morning. They pronounce him dead. Kennedy has died.
Oh, wow.
The cause of death was later determined to be cardiac arrest, which is insane. He's 26 years old.
Yeah, you shouldn't. Yeah.
But the paramedics later on said that they were really beyond shocked. They'd never seen anything like this. They were shocked by the circumstances because Kennedy was lying there dead. Like he's dead. But the family is surrounding him, chanting and praying over his body, trying to resurrect him.
Oh my gosh. Stop it.
They apparently were singing. And I don't know if it was the dad or one of the brothers is like screaming, Kennedy, I command you to rise in the name of Jesus.
Oh no.
And chanting, we thank you because this is what they were chanting. We thank you because his soul will be returned from the power of the grave. We thank you because his spirit has returned to himself. God, you have returned his spirit back into the body you gave him. Can you imagine being a paramedic and being like, the fuck is happening?
That's not how that works.
It's like, you can't, why are you thanking God for something that hasn't happened? That isn't happening. Because he's dead. Dead. So like, all seven family members were arrested for manslaughter, false imprisonment, and causing or allowing the death of a vulnerable adult.
Yeah, as they should be.
As they should be. Because what the fuck?
That's wild.
So in court, one of the brothers said that Kennedy's actions were very shocking, like as he was deteriorating. But that the brother didn't think that it was a medical issue, that it was a domestic issue, because like even then they were all like, no, it was clear. They believed it was a demon that had possessed him, that it wasn't natural.
Do these people need to get their head checked too?
Yes.
I feel like they need to go to a mental place to get their sanity checked. I mean, it's like, what?
Like they authentically were like, they thought it was a demon. They thought the demon was trying to kill him. They were restraining him for his safety to like, because of the demon that was, I don't know, trying to get him to do things like cut off his penis or whatever else. And they believed that if he hadn't been restrained, he would have tried to hurt them. And I'm like,
all because he probably had a chemical imbalance and all he needed was some medication.
Yeah.
And some therapy.
Yeah.
That was probably it.
Yeah.
And he could still be alive.
Yeah.
People like this drive me insane.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
Absolutely.
That poor kid. I call him a kid because he's 26, but still.
Yeah.
I mean.
So they thought that Kennedy was just suffering while he was restrained. They thought that it was the result of lack of sleep. They never thought that anything they were doing was life-threatening or that anything that was happening to him was life-threatening.
Feeding him and not giving him fluids is not life-threatening. Just expect him to live indefinitely with nothing. I mean, tied to a bed.
Yeah.
I mean, that right there is insane. Like, no, that's not how life and living works. What is wrong with you?
They claimed that Kennedy at one point was ranting about having the mark of the beast, about having 666 somewhere. Guys, it's just some numbers. Calm down. It's fine. They're just numbers.
Oh my gosh.
When the police went in to do a search of the house to find evidence or whatever, they uncovered a note near the mom's bed that said, if you feel your son is under a spell, pick up earth and throw it to the north, south, east, and west for 4 days. After, there will be an encounter.
What?
So, like, it became, the whole thing kind of got a little nuts because,
what are we in, like Game of Thrones or some bullshit? Like what does that even mean?
I think that led them to believe that because they originally were from Nigeria, that maybe there was like some of the more occult aspects of like Nigerian based indigenous beliefs or whatever that had kind of come through. So there was there's a lot of like, is it a cult? Is it an occult? Is it some secret society? Is it some weird ancestral magic thing that's playing a part? But like, they were like, no, we're devout, God fearing, whatever. So I don't know. I assume that's just some carryover of like an old wives' tale of like, you know, throwing the salt over your shoulder kind of a thing just came along the way. But sounded weird in court, I'll be honest.
Right.
So Again, wild. In the trial, I just need you to know that they heard, like, the jury, the judge, everyone heard that from the post-mortem exam, there were more than 60 injuries to Kennedy's body, including a possible bite. So, like, what the hell did these people do to this kid that was tied to a bed? And then the court also heard one of the other bits of evidence that came in is that the paramedics found a bag in the neighbor's yard that had been, like, tossed over the fence or whatever with 379 cable ties, handcuffs, a book about how to conduct exorcisms.
Oh, no.
And the title of that book was Anger, Madness, and the Demonic.
Oh, no.
So, like, with all of this evidence, with, like, the injuries, the fact that they weren't denying that they had done this, that they claimed it was, they thought it was a demon or whatever, that they, all fucking grown adults, literally called no one and asked for help. They just decided to do this on their own. Somehow they were all found not guilty of anything.
What?
Thank you.
Like, not even, like, manslaughter.
Because I was like, all right, fine. You didn't, like, kill him. Whatever. But, like, false imprisonment.
Yeah.
Like, minimum. But also minimum causing or allowing the death of a vulnerable adult. Because, like...
You tied him to a bed so he couldn't, like, get any food. He couldn't get water.
You did not call for medical help.
Like, why do you think he went into cardiac arrest?
Yeah.
Like, you were the ones who were causing him the stress to go into cardiac arrest.
Yes.
Oh, geez. Oh, I can't.
I know.
This is infuriating.
Well, and to me, that's, like, so, I mean, that's it. That's my story on Kennedy Ive. But, like, to me, what is so terrifying is that it happened not that long ago.
Right.
That even though it's painstakingly obvious that this family of adults, again, they're all adults, the boys are fine, 20s, whatever, but, like, 33, you fucking are an adult. Like, you can't.
Yeah.
What the hell? And no one was like, hey, mom and dad, I think we should call for help.
Yeah, I think that this is a bad decision.
And then they all just get off completely.
Yeah. That's
and I'm right. Like, are you fucking kidding me? That can happen in, like, today times? In England? It's not like some, like, weird small country somewhere that we've never heard of. Like, it's England.
Right.
Where I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah. That's wild.
So, that is my spooky, spooky story. Because, I mean, maybe he was possessed by demons. I don't know. You don't know. Probably not. I mean, odds are it was schizophrenia. Because that's about when it sets in. But... for your own family to do that to you? It's not they're being persuaded by, because, like, usually it's they're persuaded by a minister. Oh, we need to do an exorcism or whatever. And right. That didn't happen. And I'm going, oh my fucking God. But also, can anyone just do an exorcism? I thought you had to be, like, a special blessed whatever or something.
Right. Like some certain kind of priest or something like that.
So, like, wow. Wow. So there you have it. That's my story. It's a story. It's a terrible, terrible story.
It is a terrible story.
Because, like, he's dead. He died from this.
Ugh, that is awful.
In 2016. I can't get over it.
That's what it is.
It is 100% that it's, like, not that long ago.
Yeah.
And terrifying.
That people would still behave this way and not be like, hey, let's take you to a doctor.
Well, and that there were no legal repercussions to me. Like, the fact that a family did it is outrageous. But the fact that there are no consequences so that another family won't do this.
Right. Ugh. That's wild. Well, that was a great story and also terrible at the same time.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well.
Also, I did not know that snakes can grow from seeds in your stomach, but now I know. Now I know. If only it would eat all of the sugar and candy that I've eaten this week, because
right,
I certainly didn't need that. So whoops.
No, did not feel that.
All right, Claire, what story have you brought us for Spooky Spooky?
I'm going to be talking about Black Annis or Black Anna. Depends on.
Black Anna? Oh, God. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. My sources are Wikipedia, BritishFolklore.com, WhiteDragon.org.uk, and OldChronicles.org.uk.
I love that one of those is White Dragon. What a very... random name for a website, but you do you.
I mean, that's so Black Annis or Black Anna, it's a folk tale from Leicestershire, England.
Oh yay, we picked England.
We did, absolutely unknowingly. That parents told their children to get them to behave.
Fair.
You know, I know we had our fair share here, but this one is English, so I'm just gonna say Black Anna. Black Anna is a legendary blue face hag with iron claws and black mangled hair.
That
has a taste for human flesh.
Okay, I know that you haven't watched The Cult of Mother God yet.
I have not.
But the blue skin, man, it comes into play. It comes into play.
Okay.
Just... Guys, if you haven't watched it yet, go watch this on HBO. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. But anyway, she had a taste for human flesh, especially children flesh.
I mean, if Bones is correct, only babies taste different and the rest of them taste the same. I don't know if Bones is correct. do not have personal experience, but I remember the episode where like the cannibal serial killer they've been after forever is like, babies taste like fish, and I'm like, that's weird.
Ew. Yeah.
But bizarre. Apparently after that they all just taste the same. I'm like, okay.
You're like,
thanks for that.
I don't want to know if that's
held
true.
On to it, obviously it stays obviously right here.
Yeah, well, Black Anna roamed the Dane Hills of Leicestershire, where she lived in a cave that they say that she carved out herself with her iron claws.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And they say that she wore the skin and the skulls of the dead that she feasted upon.
I mean, the skins I can follow. Well,
your face.
Like, I can follow wearing the skins, but, like, how do you wear like...
I don't know. It's a necklace.
Is it, like, one skull at a time? Like,
maybe.
You just walking around with, like, shoulder skull heads or whatever? Like, I'm just
curious.
I don't
know. I do not know. I did not elaborate.
I feel like I need more information, Claire.
I know. It also said that she would hide in the branches or the trunk of her oak tree. Waiting to snatch unsuspecting travelers or passersby.
No, that's just mean.
I know. It is very mean. And tales also say that you could hear her grinding her teeth, which I'm just like, oh, God.
No.
But you could hear her grinding her teeth as like a warning. And that would give you time to either flee or, if you were at home, to bolt your doors and your windows.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
And if you're at home, stay away from your windows at night, or she could snatch you up through the windows. So
new
a
fear
lot of
unlocked.
The...
Got it.
Yeah, yeah. So it's said that a lot of the cottages in Leicestershire were built with windows only big enough that you could like stick an arm through.
Oh.
Because they didn't want Black Anna coming and stealing away their children or you.
I mean, fair.
Yeah. So people would also like hang herbs to protect themselves. And Black Anna also had a scream that can be heard for like 5 miles. And so if you heard it, you needed to like just hunker down. Yeah. And she could also present herself as a monstrous black cat And so it was also like,
oh no, you
could hear her be called Cat Anna. Yeah. or Cat Annis, Black Annis, mm-hmm. Black, you know, Cat Annis. Yeah. So naturally, stories like this, like, warned against, you know, going out after dark.
Yeah.
Venturing into the woods. And it was like, you know, you better behave your parents, like, do what your parents say, or
they'll kick you out in the night. And
yeah. It's like, we'll lock you outside and leave you to Black Anna to just, you know. And I'm just like, this sounds like a really terrifying Hansel and Gretel story. That's just like, no, thank you. So I'm just like, no, thanks.
No.
Yeah. But today, obviously, the Dane Hills have been like built upon, and whatever cave has been like filled in. But
oh, so she's angered now because they filled in her cave.
But they still say that they see like a dark figure like roaming around, and you can still hear the noise of like grinding teeth.
Oh, no, I don't want that.
I know. And I'm just like,
I don't. One, the sound of grinding teeth is disconcerting all on its own.
Oh, right.
To then like, connect it to, well, now someone's going to, like, steal me out of a window.
Yeah. Well, so some think that the legend of Black Anna originated in the belief that she's a remnant of a Celtic goddess.
Oh.
Danu? Or Anu.
Okay.
It saw it both ways. So, who was the Irish mother of all people and the earth?
She just taken back her children.
Yeah, well, and that she's possibly turned into this vengeful entity seeking to harm the creation that once worshipped her after they've moved on to worshiping other things. And it was like with the rise of like paganism and that kind of worshiping, you know, moving on to worshiping other things. So she was not happy about it.
And I mean, that's fair.
She's like, how dare you? How dare you? I gave you life.
It's like, I am your mother.
Look what you did.
Okay, like.
She's a toxic mother.
It's like, I brought you into this world and I can take you out.
That's exactly, that is the energy she is giving, if that's the case. There is a guy, a historian, Ronald Hutton, thinks that this legend is based off a real person. A woman named Agnes Scott, who was a medieval anchoress, which basically a religious hermit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. At one point, I read that she oversaw a leper colony.
Sure.
Which I'm just like,
it feels like a normal thing to do.
I know, right? Like, I'm kind of this religious hermit that's going to oversee this. I'm going to be in charge of a leper colony. And I'm just like, what? No wonder she was a hermit. You know? It's like, what? But obviously toward the end of her life that she lived in a cave in the Dane Hills.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
Yeah. And so she was secluded and isolated in prayer. And when she passed, she was buried in Swithland Churchyard. And so the stories of the hermit woman who lived in a cave morphed into the legend of Black Anna, aimed at terrifying kids into behaving. Or maybe it just like they both like morphed together, her with the goddess mother, and they all just kind of merged together. But I don't want to come across any blue face tag.
No.
In a wood. No. Ever.
No. No.
You know, and as one of our favorite podcasts is always saying, stay out of the forest. This is just another reason to stay out of the forest.
Well, apparently, also stay out of the caves, man. Ew.
That too. Like, yeah. Why would you want to? No, thank you.
No.
I just like, I hear some of these folk stories and I'm just like, oh my God, no thanks. No thank you.
I mean, I feel like I was I heard this just the other day. I think on TikTok, because that seems to be my sole source of entertainment
at times. Right, same.
But someone was talking about how it's not really our fault that we live in this crazy religious patriarchal garbage society, because ultimately our ancestors who held on to the superstitious beliefs are the ones that survived, because it made them more paranoid. Like, you know, don't go out into the woods at night, kids, because whatever's right. coming at you. So like, you lived because you didn't go and risk it, and then you pass that on. And
well, and I found this I was trying to find, and I just couldn't find enough on it, because I'd seen this on TikTok and I was like, I've never heard this. But then again, my family is not like super steeped in Appalachian culture.
Oh, mm-hmm.
But there's these things on TikTok where it's like these rules of Appalachia,
mm-hmm.
where it's like, if you hear somebody say your name in the woods, no, you didn't. Have you heard this?
Yeah.
Have you seen the videos?
I've not seen that video, but I have heard that before.
There's more than one. Or if you hear somebody yell, hey, when you're outside, like at night, and it's like you're near the woods, like, no, you didn't. Yep. Like, ignore it. Yep. And I'm just like, you know, it's like, what the fuck? You know, and I was trying to find more on this, but it's really just like this, like, I don't know, almost like a creepypasta kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's popping up. On TikTok, and I was trying to find more like where it came from, that kind of thing. And it's all just kind of like storytelling, you know, just like passed down. And it's not just really Appalachia, because there was I was reading on Reddit, there was some guy who lived in Hawaii who was like, oh no, the same thing here,
mm-hmm.
you know. And he had a story about how he'd gone with his uncle somewhere, and his uncle, they were like walking, and he said that he would wait while his uncle was going to walk like a mile to go get the truck. Mm-hmm. And then he said he heard his uncle yelling for him. And so he was following his uncle's voice. Yeah, it was one of those where it's like, whatever it is presents itself as something you'd recognize. Like, mm-hmm. you know, another one I read was a girl thought her brother had like fallen somewhere and was calling for help, and she was running toward him, and then something made her turn, and she couldn't find him, and she was like, I'm gonna go back to the house for help. And the kid, and you know, and they're screaming, don't leave me, come back, you know. And she goes back and she's like talking to her mom, and her mom's like, your brother's upstairs.
Yeah,
you know. And then it's like, what the fuck, you know. Yeah, it's that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. where it's like these, you know. And it's like, if you're on the path in the woods, don't leave it, you know, don't whistle or sing while you're in the woods, you know. It's all these things. And I'm just like, I didn't grow up with like outdoorsy, my family's not super outdoorsy.
We don't
typically like go for hikes, that kind of thing, you know. So I'm just like, these rules are like, I'm like, yeah, I mean, they course paths and stuff, I'm not gonna like just like, let me go off this path and get lost, you know. I'm not that person. But I feel like, you know, this one is one of those stories that, you know, comes from that kind of thing, but it's English, mm-hmm. you know. But I really wanted to do one on that Appalachian thing, but I could not find. I'm like, this is just all this creepypasta stuff. It's all just like, but in the ether, on the internet. I'm just like, I could not find enough sources.
But like, I actually remember growing up and people referencing that kind of stuff and being like, if you hear someone call you in the woods, don't go to it. It's always verify before you go.
But it was like one of those where it's like, if you see something, mm-hmm. it was like, don't run.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, just turn and walk away slowly, you know. It was one of those, if you see something, no, you didn't, just ignore it and just turn and walk away. Like, don't run from it. Just, mm-hmm. you know. And I'm like, I was like, I wanted more. I wanted more, like, where did this come from? I needed more. And it was all just like people and their stories. Like, there wasn't a lot of like subs. Right. It was all just like Reddit stuff. I wanted more substance, and I could not find it. So I was just like, but then I came across this and I was like, this is creepy.
That's creepy. Yeah,
I don't want a blue hag with iron claws like chasing me.
I don't want it.
I don't want it.
Wearing
who's grinding her teeth at me?
Wearing like the
skull shoulder pads. Yeah, like no thanks. Because you know what it reminds me of? Oh, I know how she's wearing them. Like the guy from Willow, one of the Bath Morda's little henchman guy. He's got like skull shoulder pads, and it's just like the top half of the skull is like, there's no jaw. Okay. There's no jaw, bottom jaw part. It's just the top half is like sitting on his shoulders.
I feel
that's how she's wearing it.
If you have a human skull and you're not holding it all Hamlet-like, are you even living life correctly?
That's fair.
Because anytime I used to have like this plastic human head skull thing, like I think it was sort of like a puzzle thing that I don't remember, but like the mouth would open. It's just a plastic thing.
Yeah,
maybe even just a Halloween decoration. I 100% don't remember, it's been a while, but I would always be like,
to be or not,
and then
be.
I would, you know, make its little mouth open, be like, bloop, 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 bloop. So
but what? Yeah, I always like folk tales like mm-hmm. this. Jacktails, stuff like that.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I dig that. Thank you, Claire. That was great.
You're welcome.
So, Claire.
Yeah.
What are you judging this week?
I'm judging myself for something dumb that I didn't intentionally do.
Can't wait. Okay. Good times. Good times.
No, Brandon and I were texting last night, and he, for whatever reason, he texted me and he's like, God, I'm so old. And I'm like, why? And he was talking about, he was like looking at Spotify playlists, and he's like, I don't reckon, you know, music on these Spotify playlists, these newer, he's like, I don't recognize any of these stupid songs, newer ones. And I'm right, like, right. Oh yeah, new songs are dumb. You know, it's just like, some of these new songs are stupid. You know, and he just, you know, that was like the last thing he texted me was like, I'm old, and then these stupid Spotify playlists. And I was on Instagram, and I'm like scrolling through some of these reels or whatever, looking. And this reel pops up, and it's like a Lord of the Rings looking village in Knoxville.
Huh.
Like, it's a hotel looking thing.
Oh, that's cool.
And they've got different, like, there's like an orc themed rooms, and then there's like, you know, and they're like different prices because some of them like sleep 8 people and some four and all that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it was like the one I was specific, like, oh my God, it's like a Hobbit. And it was like playing the Hobbit music from Lord of the Rings. And so I just went and found the website, and mm-hmm. I sent it to him, and I was like, oh my God, I was like, it's a Lord of the Rings themed village in Knoxville that you can like rent or, you know, and I was like, it probably costs an arm and a leg. And I was just like, cause I know he likes Lord of the Rings, but I was like, oh my God, we can stay like a Hobbit. We can stay in a Hobbit house. And he goes, oh my God, are you for real? And I was like, yeah, it's for real. You know? And he goes, no, he goes, do you even realize what you did? And I was like, no, I don't. And I'm like, something like autocorrect. So I'm going back and I'm reading my message, and I'm like,
I don't. Okay.
I'm like, nothing autocorrected. I didn't say anything dumb. What did I do? You know? And I'm like, no. What did I do? Please enlighten me. And he goes, I literally just said I was old, and then you sent me a website that said ancient in it, and I was like, I didn't even like cross my mind. Because the website was ancientlorevillage.com.
Oh, no.
Did not even cross my mind that the word ancient was in that mm-hmm. website name. I was just like all excited because it was Lord of the Rings. He was like, yeah. He's like, I might have to break up with you over this. I was like, shut up.
Wow.
I was like, you suck.
That's some sheer dumb luck there, though.
It really was. He goes, I couldn't like pull that off if I planned it for like 10 years. Like that kind of like, and he goes, and the fact that you just like stumbled into that was like, like, my bad. It was completely unintentional. I really did not mean. He goes, the fact that I just said I felt old and was complaining about it, and then you send me a website that's like ancientvillage.com. And I'm like, shut up.
Wow.
Shut up. And I said, I didn't even realize ancient was in it. I was just like, Lord of the Rings thing. That was
look at this cool thing.
Yeah. I know, right? That was not even. So yeah, I was completely oblivious to all of that. And he's the one was like, are you for real right now? And I'm like, Yeah, Lord of the Rings, dude. Let's do this. Let's go stay the night like, in the
why,
Hobbit
why
hole.
Why wouldn't I be? This makes perfect sense.
Like, let's go stay the night in the Hobbit hole, dude. Like, come on. Anyway, completely oblivious. That's me. Anyway.
Very nice.
Judging my just completely stumbling into that, whatever joke that was.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know.
Anyway.
Good job.
I know, right? Anyway, what are you judging?
Well, I have a couple of things. So let's get this one out of the way. Don't worry, guys. I know you're concerned, but I am aware that Donald Trump has decided to sell a Bible.
Oh, God.
That is yeah, like the America Bible because it's...
Oh, because it's Lee Greenwood's Bible.
Well, it has like...
It's God Bless America Bible.
Yeah, as I say, it has the lyrics to God Bless the USA.
The USA, yeah. Ugh.
But it also has like the Declaration of Independence, like you know, all that garbage. And I'm like,
because you know, Jesus cares about that shit.
I was like, cool. Did you know? You may not know this, but did you know that Christianity is not an American specific religion? May not have known that.
I don't think he knows that.
But did you also know that in America, one of the founding fathers, like, actual things they gave a shit about was the separation of church and state? So.
I mean, that was the whole reason.
That's why a lot of people came.
That was the whole reason for creating the country.
So that they could, you know, do their religious thing over here and be left the fuck alone. Which
I mean, I feel like that was the entire reason.
Yep.
For like a lot of things.
Yes. So I'm like, okay. But to me, what cracks me up the most is that for this ridiculous, completely public domain thing, by the way, every single thing in it is public domain. You can just Google it.
Right.
Get it for free. $60. $60 to buy the Donald Trump God Bless America Bible.
When you can literally just go on and get like Bible apps and have the Bible on your phone.
Well, like
for nothing.
Well, also, I can promise you any church will just give you one.
If you're like, oh, yeah. Oh, really yeah.
Here. I mean, they'll give it to you.
And also, it's the King James Version. Which is the shittiest version.
It's the incorrect version. Guys,
I'm
sorry.
Of all the translations.
But, like, they literally added stuff that it does not appear in any of the Dead Sea Scrolls that you all love so much. It's not there. They added because it sounded pretty. It's just, that's fine. It's fine. Just know that it's not correct. I mean, granted, it's the Bible. Nothing about it is correct. Sorry to burst all your bubbles. It is a document written by people thousands of years ago. It's fine. Wrong, but fine. But like, if you're gonna choose a version, please pick any version other than
right
King James. Just God.
I know.
But yeah, so like that's my first judge because like seriously, he's literally selling a Bible that he added other you know, again, public domain. He's not having to pay anything for any of the materials inside because it, you know. Okay. And you're going to give him $60 for that and you think that he's going to use that for something other than his own personal gain. Interesting. Okay. Sure.
No. Gross.
Still waiting for my cookie day. Still waiting.
Same.
For my cookie day. Because also, related, unrelated, apparently some idiot Republicans, because I hate them too, are trying to get the Dulles International Airport renamed to the Trump International Airport. Why?
What? No,
like not gonna happen because then some other Republicans who are not idiots, I mean they're still Republicans, so there's that, but like we're like whatever, we're like what if instead we rename this federal penitentiary in Florida after him. And I'm like, yes, let's do that one. Let's do that one. That one.
Yeah.
If I have to choose, that one.
Right.
And then maybe he can just go live there.
Right.
But whatever. Anyway, that was my first judge. My second judge is a very special judge that I'm going to share with you. Because again, the TikToks, they tell me things. Some of those things are hilarious things. And some of those things make me want to rip all of my hair out. This is that kind.
Okay.
So if you are of an age, you may recall that during the heyday of the boy bands of the 90s, 2000s, yes. Boys to Men was a very popular boy band. I liked Boys to Men.
I did too, yes.
My brother liked Boys to Men. That's how I kind of got into it, because older brother, cool. one of the members of Boys to Men is named, I may not know how to say his first name, I'm going to be honest, Wanya, W-A-N-Y-A. I think it's Wanya.
Okay.
But if I'm saying it wrong, all the apologies. Didn't look it up because, again, want to pull my hair out. His name is Wanya Morris, and he, of course, is a fucking grown-up now because he's older than us. He got married. He had kids. He has 4 sons. Guess what their names are.
Oh, no. Is this going to be a Your Majesty?
No, this is worse.
Worse than Your Majesty?
He has 4 sons. They are all 4 of them are named Wanya.
No.
All 4 of them are named Wanya. You know.
No. Oh, I know.
You know how much I fucking hate that.
I know.
On top of that, not only are they all 4 named Wanya, they have formed their own musical group that they call Wan More.
Stop.
I'm not kidding.
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
I am not kidding. No. I saw it on TikTok and went, bullshit. Bullshit. No. No. And so I looked it up and I was like, God damn it if it's not correct. He literally named all 4 sons Wanya. He gives them nicknames to differentiate. You want to know what those are?
Sure.
Are you sure? Because I'm not sure. So we have Big Boy.
What? You just call him Frishes while you're at it.
I can already see that, like, he was a little kid, like a baby. Like, oh, you're a big boy. Look at that big boy. And then just stuck. I can see
right.
that. Another one is Chulo, C-H-U-L-O, Chulo.
Uh-huh.
Then we have Tyvas, T-Y-V-A-S. I don't know. And then finally, Rocco. But those aren't the real names, of course, because they're all named Wanya.
That's awful. That's so awful.
I hate it. Like, every single, like, atom in my body is, like, firing really hard. I'm freaking the shit out because, like, I hate when people name their kids after themselves. But, like, I try and just, like, I get it, fine. You get one. But then this, no.
That's awful.
And what woman or women, I have no idea. I have no idea what their parentage looks like. I did not look it up. But, like, who lets their husband do that? Because I wouldn't. I'd be like, no, you get one.
Right.
And that's it. But also, I wouldn't give them the one, but whatever. But, yeah, so that is my judge.
I would let them name a child Megatron before I let him name all 4 of the kids the same thing.
I'd be like, fine, maybe a middle name or something. Probably not. Because I hate that shit. But I'd be like, no. Why can't they have their own name and their own identity and be who they are instead of just you again? And the fact that he had 4, named them the same thing, and now he's, I'm sure, has put them into a band together.
That's terrible.
But yes, that is my judge, the thing that makes me scream and want to pull all my hair out. as you know. I hate it.
I feel like that's fair. I feel like that's, yeah.
But it was 100% like one of those TikToks where it's like, here's this thing that I know, and I want to make sure that you have to know it too. And I'm like, I hate you. I hate you, TikTok creator, because I'm never going to forget it. I'm going to hold on to that forever and be like, people do the dumbest, weirdest shit.
Right. It's true. They do.
Well, I guess that means it must be time for Tarot Time with April. A spooky, spooky. So, Claire.
Mm-hmm.
What should we ask our cards this week?
I always forget to think of questions to ask the cards because I'm too busy thinking about a judge.
I finally started writing down my judges so I don't forget them, because I'd be like, that's a great thing to judge, and then I don't remember it because I'm a human.
Right.
But let's see.
I don't know. Mercury's in retrograde.
Until my birthday. Isn't that amazing? I'm like, and comically, my calendar tells me that. It says on April 1st, it says Mercury retrograde until April the 25th. So thank you, calendar, for letting me know that I can blame everything bad in my life right now on Mercury retrograde. So
right.
The reason that I can't breathe is because Mercury is in retrograde.
That's right. And the earthquake that happened yesterday where you were at.
I can't. Pause. Gotta tell you. So, like, 100% was feeling like garbage yesterday. So, like, I was working on the couch, which normally I'm down here working, but I was on my laptop sitting on the couch. And Spencer had been down or whatever, but he had just walked upstairs, and I'm sitting there, and like, I hear something weird, and I think it's on the TV, but it's not. And then I realize that the couch is like this. Like, I feel like I'm doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and then it gets, you know, it's just like a couple seconds and it stops. And I'm like, what was that? And then I yell up to Spencer, did you feel that? He didn't hear me, but he made no response or indication that he felt anything. And I was like, huh. And I sat there and I was like, was that an earthquake? It's been a while since we lived in California. So I'm like, felt like an earthquake. So I Googled it and it was like, no, there's no earthquakes. And I'm like, all right, I'm just crazy, whatever. But then one of my coworkers who lives not far from me was like, did you feel that earthquake? And I was like, yes, I thought I was nuts. And then I was like, I felt like an earthquake. But then like everybody that I work with and like that happened to live in Connecticut created a little group and they're all talking about it. And they're like, everything was just shaking. And I'm like, no. They're like, I thought a tree was coming down on my house. And I'm like, no. I don't know if we just didn't have, because like some of the people live further away from the epicenter than we do. But I'm like, I didn't really feel it that much. Spencer didn't even feel it. So I'm like, oh, okay. And then people start texting like, I heard that once it finally broke on the national news, they were like, I heard there's earthquakes. Everything okay? I'm like, yeah.
You're like, yeah.
Like, this isn't okay. I wasn't even convinced that we'd had an earthquake. Like, that's the level of earthquake that
that's
we had.
Like, how unconcerned. You're like, I don't even care. Like, you're like, whatever.
To me, I was just like, oh, it was okay, good. I thought I was right, but like, whatever. But like, nothing fell. And then, like, I watched TikTok videos of people that happened to be recording when it happened, and it mostly was the same kind of thing. Like, you could tell that stuff was moving a little bit. But then I saw one where it was like everything was falling. And I was like, that's not real. That's faked. Because no one experienced that. It was not that big of
right,
a
like, yeah.
It was not that big of one. So.
You're like, it's not that big of a deal.
But because Spencer's like, huh, I can't believe we didn't feel it. And it's like, we have a license plate barely propped up on top of our TV cabinet thing, like a soft, slutty surface.
Right.
That, like, if you walk too hard next to it, will slide down. It didn't even fall down. So, like, it's fine.
We're fine. Yeah, you're like, it was not.
Nothing happened. But anyway. Oh, let's make that our question.
What?
Something. Okay. when is the next? Or okay, so this week in Connecticut, we had a flood, we had blizzard, and then we had an earthquake. So what is the next sign of the apocalypse? That's 3 out of 4, right?
Ah, okay.
What's coming next? I'm pretty sure it's the locusts, by the way. They come in for you Southerners. Supposed to be hatching of the millennia.
Yeah, because it's
something.
Like both the 13 and the 17 year locusts are hatching cicadas. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. I said locust cicadas.
Yeah, it's cicadas.
But they are basically locusts. So that's fine. They make the same sound. Okay, let's see. The next great. I have a hair stuck in my head. We have the Seven of Swords. This is one of my favorite cards because it's like, mine are all cats, of course.
Yes.
But it's a cat being like, I didn't do anything. Standing next to an empty birdcage with feathers falling out. And you're like, yeah, you did. You did. We have the Five of Swords. And we end with the Ace of Cups inverted. So, swordy swords, and a cup dumping out water. Can't be good. I mean, we are talking like the next bad thing, so that's fair. That's fair. Let's see. Seven. The Seven of Swords is a big liar, which makes sense, because as I said, it's like, I don't have no bird. Let's see. I'm trying to find. The action of stealing is so completely brazen in this card. It seems like he's going to get busted in just a few minutes. What's done in the dark will come to light. Even if it doesn't happen right away, the truth will come out. Okay. Not sure how that comes. Is this means it's like a man-made disaster? Awesome.
Kind of like the bridge thing.
Oh god, nightmares, guys. That's my literal number one fear.
I know, when I saw that, I was like, oh my god, April's probably dying.
Well, and so I don't know if I've told you this, but like, I woke up and I lay in bed for a few minutes, just kind of flip through TikToks or whatever with no sound on, like, because your spins are still asleep, and it's just kind of like waking up. And so I'm watching this video, and I watch this boat, like, let's go off, and then I watch it hit the bridge, and then the bridge just goes clunk. And I was like, that's not real. Bridges don't fall like that.
Right?
And then I was like, wait. Because then, like, I scrolled on, and then I saw it come up, something else come up, and I was like, wait. Is that real? Did a bridge collapse? And then I look at the news and I'm like, holy shit, I just watched a bridge collapse and had no... Was not ready for it. Okay. The Five of Swords. Petty and self-involved thoughts keep you from noticing the people around you. You're thinking only of yourself, and this is distracting you from the greater good. I mean, that's fair. So... okay. I'm still uncertain where we're going with this. Let's see. The Ace of Cups. Inverted. Let's see. Look at the... let's see. So the water, which is emotions, is spilling out everywhere. It's chaotic. It's drama. When this card shows up reversed in a reading, people are generally involved in some heavy emotional craziness, and it's a good indication they need to stop gossiping and mind their business. So, cool. 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 Don't know. Not sure how to read this. So, do with that what you will. Alright. Will be our topic for next week according to our Wheel of Fate, Claire? What's it gonna be? I can't figure out where I am in my camera.
I hope it's something we've not had in a while.
Ooh. Villains. We have not had villains in a while.
We have not.
There are an awful lot of villains in the world.
There are.
There are. All right. Well, that'll be fun. Cool. So be sure to join us next time as we talk villains.
Sweet. We've not had that. I was like, I hope it's something we've not had in a while.
Yeah. Yeah, that one requires me to think a bit. But that's cool. So until next time, you can find us in all the things and at all the places at
Brunch and Judge.
Please follow, like, comment, subscribe. And you can send us new topics for our wheel or any stories you'd like for us to cover to us at
brunchandjudge@gmail.com.
So until next time, keep on brunching.
And keep on judging.
And do not buy Donald Trump's Bible. Like, seriously.
Don't. And don't name your kids after yourself.
Seriously.
You four of them.
God, don't do that. All right. Bye.
Bye.